Okay, there's a lot of good things.
Well, you could start at the beginning, too.
Okay, we did it already. We're on the Sefer Shar HaYichud V'Emuna. We're in Perek Yud in Rav Yoel Kahan's edition, page 376. We just began last week, chapter 10, where the Tanya, although we're trying to describe God's characteristics and the fact that that God and his characteristics are one with each other, and yet how do we understand each characteristic on its own as a separate entity? And if it's a separate entity, how can it be unified with God? And that's what the Tanya is focusing on over here. And although he already said in the last chapter that these concepts are beyond what a human being can understand and don't even think you can understand these ideas, yet he wants to give one more analogy that at least makes it palatable to our human minds a little bit, although we know that it's not totally what is the reality. And he began with an example of the sun, that's the luminary, and the light that comes from it, which shoots out from the luminary. And although they appear to be two separate entities, but when the light is at its core, meaning within the luminary, we cannot say that those are two separate entities, the light and the luminary, they are one. And now he just began that, and now we're going to look into that more so. So we're on page 376, about six lines down the right-hand side of the page. Says the Tanya, Ukishavha or Hubimakoro Begufa Shemesh, when the light is in its source, which is the actual sun, Humiyuchadimo Betachlis Ayichud, it is totally unified with that sun. Ki ein shomrak etzamecha, there's only one essence, which is Shuguf HaMor HaMeir, which is the essence of the sun that's illuminated. Ki aziv v'ha'or, because the rays and the light Shom, shem, shem etzam echad mamish im guf hamaor. They have the same name exactly with the essence of the luminary, hameir, which illuminates. Vein l'shum mitzius klal b'fnei asu. It has no reality in and of itself. Explains the commentary. Ha'or ha'kol b'maor m'uchad im hamaor b'tachlas ha'yichud. The light that is incorporated within the luminary is totally unified with that light, that luminary, as it were, there aren't two separate things in that place. There isn't or light, uma or, and a luminary when you're inside the sun, right? Elarak etzamecha shuguf hamor hamir. There's only one essence, which is the luminary. Kolamusik shel or besoch hamor. Any concept of light within the luminary. All there is the light that's illuminating. Since the light is so much unified and wrapped up within the luminary, that's what the Tanya says. It doesn't have any of its own entity. Okay, now, so that at that core, you can't say there's two separate things over there. Yichud nala ze bolide bitu bekach. This unity, this loft unity, comes to its expression in such shebo'or hakol b'mo'or yeshna toka shomor. When you really think about it, the light that's incorporated within the luminary, it has the very power of the luminary itself. Okay, continues the Tanya. Ubedvarim ukedvarim ha'elam mamish, and it like this v'yosem is there, and more than this. That's the analogy. But the reality is, Hein midos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talk about the attributes of Hashem. Ratzonu, his desires. V'chachmas, on his wisdom. Ba'olam Atzilus, in the world of Atzilus, which is the highest realm. That's where the midos are all incorporated within Hashem. Imahuso v'atzmuso kivyochol. These things are all now wrapped up in the essence, as it were, of Hashem, Hamislapesh Besochem, which encloses within them, Hashem is totally unified with them at that point. All right? In other words, he's saying that just like the rays of sunlight, of a light, and when it's inside the sun, we're not saying there's two separate entities. So we talk about the midos of Hashem at their core. they're totally wrapped up within Hashem, and we don't say there's Hashem, and then there's kindness, and Hashem, and then there's control. It's all part of the luminary, which is Hashem. Says the commentary, "Kishem she'or Hashem is biyosa kol b'makoro humu'uchadim ha'mo'or b'tachzei yichud." Just like the lights of the sun, when they're at their source, they're totally incorporated within the sun. It's like they said even more than this. We're talking about the unity of Hashem and His spheros, the characteristics. There's all the descriptors of Hashem, midosav, His characteristics. Hashem is all unified within them. Continues the Tanya. Now, why is that? Me'ach shenim shechu v'netzlu me'itu yisparach al derech mashal. Afterwards, now they draw out from Hashem as the allegory, as it like the spreading out of the light from the sun. Then those midos spread out afterwards, says the commentator. So since these spheros are derivatives coming out from Hashem Himself, just like the sun, light is spreading out from the sun. So same way, kishem shekol tochen ha'or, who he's galus ha'ma'or, just like the whole content of the light is the revelation of the luminary. But when it's incorporated in the sun, it's totally unified within the sun. Same thing with the content of the spheros. Who am shachav? He's galus shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. It draws out and reveals Hashem. V'kasher hein klulas b'soch mekoren. But when they're incorporated within their root, hein muchadasimo. They're totally unified with it. Imayin sof with the infinite reality. B'tachas yichu with the ultimate unity. Just like the light, when it's incorporated within the luminary, it does not give it a title of light. Why? Because it is totally unified with the essence of the sun. So too, the characteristics of the spheros, of the infinite God, when they are incorporated within Hashem, they're not given any of those names of the spheres at all. Since they're totally with one, there's no such thing as any spheros when it's incorporated within Hashem. It's just not there. What he's going to say a little later is, so then what are the spheros? That's only when they get out, and the way we relate to them. We're able to relate to the spheros when they get out of Hashem. All right? It's no different. You know, it is different still, but, you know, like, we don't know what mida you're going to use in the next few moments, do we? Are you going to show compassion in the next few moments? Are you going to show kind? I don't know. He's got a poker face. I don't know. But then when it comes out and he now gives tzedakah to somebody, or he lets a person off the hook, now it's gone out of Mikey. It's out of him. And now we can say, there's some kindness, there's some control, it's there. But while it's inside of him, it's him. You can't say, well, there's Mikey, and then there is compassion, and then there's consistency, and there's this. I only see one thing, I see Mikey. Now, when it gets out of him, then I'm able to see that. Okay, that's basically what he's going to say in this whole chapter over here. Okay, continuing after the brackets on 377. This is why the Kabbalists call the spheros lights. That's the term they like to call it, lights. Why are they calling it lights? Because the lights really are never separated from their source. Their whole content is spreading out and revealing the source. And when they were incorporated in the source, they're totally unified within it. So it is the spheros. They spread out from Hashem. It's just like the rays of the sun come out from the sun. But still, they're totally unified within Hashem. That is the insight of this chapter. With explaining the concept of the unity of the spheres with Hashem, biyachas in relation lemavur b'sof aperikon, what he said in the last chapter in Perik Tes, where he explained shichud Hakadosh Baruch Hu spheres who bechinas. When we say the unity of Hashem with His spheros is an aspect of what raza de meimenusa, the secret of faith. Veins of begedar hasagah. It's not something we can comprehend. That's what he said already before. We cannot understand how we could say there's a one God with all these multiple mitos working through Him. So we say that's beyond our intelligence. That's the secret of our faith. Still in all, Ulamba Perik said, but in this chapter, Misvasefes Dugma, he adds an analogy, May Ichud Or Hashemesh, with the light and the sun. That unity, the light of the sun, Imo'or Hashemesh Hamamchisha Esa Inyan, with the light of the sun, that makes the idea at least palatable to us. The Afnosenes Ma'adasar gives a little bit of logic. Kivan Shesfiris Nim Shalara, since the spheros are compared to lights, Vaham Shocha Son Makadish Baruch Hu Bedugmas Mor Ham Mispashid Umeir Or, and it's like, it's going out, is similar to the light that comes out from the sun. Im Kain, therefore, Yuvan Lanu Ktsas, we can understand a little bit. Kate said, how umadua hein muchadis emamor, how they are unified with the luminary, which is Hashem, v'tachas ha'yichud, with the ultimate of yichud. All right, so that is that analogy that helps us with this idea a little bit. Ach miyad ma'am shechad mor ha'zokin, u'misayges ha'shva ben ha'mshachas or, min ha'mor la'mshachas v'ezakadosh baruch hu. But right away, the Tanya now continues and, you know, sets limits to this comparison. Remember, all these comparisons are only meant for our weak, feeble minds. Warning, do not take this literally, because if you take it literally, then it'll totally defy what the reality of Hashem is. Right? That's why he adds now the words of the Tanya at the bottom of 377. If it's not really exactly like sun and sunlight, but in a way that's much more wondrous than what our minds can imagine, because Hashem's ways are way beyond our ways. I don't know why this gets a whole page of commentary. 378, he's going to explain why he's saying that. But Marshal Hashem Shvaora says the commentary, with the analogy of the sun and its light, what's the connection between the light and the luminary? It springs forth. There's a true connection between them. It's a real connection. Hey mitzad or from the side of the light, because ha'or eino dover nivdol ma'shemesh, because the light is not something that's separated from the sun. Elo kol toch nohu hispashus ha'shemesh v'ad. Its whole content is the spreading out that it is from the sun. And that's it. And also, also on the side of the luminary, the luminary is not separated from the light, and it's spreading out. The opposite, in Yonav Torah, its whole description is luminary. What does luminary mean? Mikor lehispashtus is the source of the spreading out. V'nimtza comes out, or mugdur b'kach. So we talk about the luminary is really defined. We have a definition for the sun. And what is it? Shumakor lor. It's the source of the light. Liskalos, that is revealed. That's how we understand the relationship between the sun and the rays that come out. Mashein kein lamala, but which cannot be said above regarding Hashem. We can't say it exactly that way. We can't say, God forbid, that Hashem is defined in a very particular way, like wisdom and kindness. You can't even say Hashem is a root of them, a source of them. Like we explained in chapter 9 in great length. Hashem is beyond any praises. Whatever we could think, it isn't what Hashem is. Beyond description. Cassius Gash. Remember when we said, when it relate to the things that come from Hashem, they are like the physical action compared to the thought, as we said. It's very far away. Yisrael is more than this. Lorak sheyev shalitarbo tor ha-mashayach oso b'tzura kosu yitzir mesum k'chom chesed. Just like, not only is it impossible to describe it with a description that tries to give it some shape, that definite shape, like wisdom or kindness, elafila sator maor, even the description luminary, she'ena shayach lemidas pratis mesuyamas, that's not possible for a specific definite mida, gamlo nitalon, we can't even say God's a luminary. Gama tor ma'or, even that description of luminary, shemashmosu shumakor lehiskalos, that it's a source to be revealed, mahava hagdermis, that also limits and defines, right? The sun does have limitations. It's only so big, only can spread so much. And if you're going to say that well, Hashem's just like the sun, well, then you've already defined Hashem. You cannot define Hashem. He's beyond definition. We're just using the term so our little brains can have some allegory to what's going on. V'nimtza comes out. Shalamita shaldova. The real truth is, often hamshochas ha-sfiros mimeni yisbarach, the concept of the sfiros disseminating from Hashem, ein adoma klalo, even hamshochas ha-sfiros, it isn't at all compared to light from the sun. Why? Because again, ha-ma'or hu begeder makor la'or, the sun is defined as a source for light. Hatoar me'or, the definition of the word, the description, luminary, mavati expresses, sheba shemesh yesh inyan mugdor, that the sun has a very defined reality. Shuha mekor leiskalos or men. If you want to define the sun, it's the source that's revealed with the light that comes from it. It's a ball of whatever gases or whatever the scientific explanation of the sun is, but it's very limited. Although it's big, but it's a big limitation. It's a source of light, and that's it. L'chein le'or, therefore the light, yesh tfisas mokum v'chashuvah, therefore the light has some importance related to it. U'mei l'muv in case it hu mo'chavah. Now you can understand how they're unified. Ma'ashen can allow when you're dealing above, it's not so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu merumah me'asfiros, Hashem is so beyond even the spheros, ad ein keitz u'mitzad atzman, and regarding the spheros themselves, ein lem shum shaychus, they can have nothing to do with him. Ve'ein lem shum chashivus, they have no importance to him. V'lam roso, still in all, this is the part we can't understand, ha'sfiros mu'chados imo b'tachzich, but they're totally unified with him. That's what he's saying. L'chein omer Rabbeinu Azang, that's why the Rabbi says, shav ofen ha'mshachas ha'sfiros imani yisbrach, and we're talking about the light, the spheros emanating from Hashem, it's b'derech rechok of niflah mi'chasuk ha'sein. It's way beyond we can understand. B'mashal anu mavinu mahu ma'or ma'amor. When we give an analogy, we understand what the sun, what a luminary is. We understand what a light is. We understand keitzad or nimshech me'amor. We understand how the light comes from the luminary. U'madu ha'hei mu'chadim se'am. And why they are united with each other. But in the reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't a mugdar b'me'umah. Hashem cannot be defined at all. He can't give him any descriptor. Gam l'tor mufshat b'yosar. Even a distant descriptor, ketor m'or, like a luminary. Therefore, the concept of the spheres drawing forth from him and they're being unified within him, that is all beyond what we can understand. Tanya on the next page. Umikol makom, still an up. L'shachecha ozen, to assuage your ears. Nishma v'nisponein, listen and reflect. Mimashal of this analogy of Or Hashemesh ha-miyuchad, ubato b'makoro, the light of the sun that is unified and, now the word nullified in its source. Okay, look at footnote 30. He clarifies that. Masha Kosov Hamayuchud or Bottle, he says unified and nullified, Enkavana Shemusuk or Bottle Mios Bakar. It doesn't mean to say that the light is nullified when it's in the source. Elisha or Kimitsius Bifne Atzbotalagami, but to say the light is an independent reality, that's nullified. Vakalin Yanahu Rakadavar Muchad Imamor. At that point it's just totally unified within the light. So that's over there, back upstairs. But the light has no name of itself when it's in the sun. Rak Shema Makor Levad, it only has the name of the source. That little part, that little idea, that's the only thing you can take away from the analogy. That when the light is within the sun, it's no longer called light. That's it. So Kach Kol Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we can say the same thing with the midos of Hashem, Uritzono and his desires for Chachmos and his wisdom, Eina Olos, they don't ascend V'nikros B'Shemus HaKadosh, they don't really have any names at all. Okay, let's just skip the next two little paragraphs. It's just repeating the same thing. Let's go on the left-hand column, the sixth line. Ela shekan misor shashel. So now we have the new question. If the spheres are totally unified within Hashem, well, they really don't have any names at all. Okay? Im kein mahu mashmos hayutan bale gedorim mugbolim shel chachmas v'chesed. So now what's the understanding of the defined limits and words that we use of wisdom and kindness, which are two of the spheros? Okay, so where do they get their reality from? We do call them by names. So where's that coming from? So the Rebbe's going to add and explain, the whole terminology is only regarding us from our side of the coin. And that's what the Tanya now says. Even though we said, when you're looking at Hashem, and you're looking at the Midos, and as they're part of Hashem, they're not separate entities at all. There's nothing there. So don't worry, but we still talk about them. We still relate to them. So he says, El legabe hanivroim, but only regarding the creatures. El yonav tahtoim, even the highest creatures, or the lowest creatures. Shaviyosam v'chiyosam v'anhogasam shakodesh baruch hu mahavam v'chayosam anhigam. That their whole existence and life and their conduct, that Hashem is the essence who gives them their life and conducts them. Those are by his will and his wisdom and his understanding that's enclosed in these holy midos. It's only regarding us, to which the commentary explains. Torah, hasfiras, chokhma, bina, chesed, gvur, etc. These descriptors of the spheros. And el legabim mitzius nevram, that's only regarding the reality of the creatures. Biyachas aleihem, when they relate in relation to them, mahusam hamugbalas, who has a defined reality, umugderis shalasfiros kemochin umidos boli debitu. Then they come to an expression. Why? Kivin shaviyosam v'chiyosam v'anagosam sonifroim he meyasasfiros, because our whole reality comes from the 10 spheros. So they are part of our reality. And since they're part of our reality, we can talk about them. Gidran Ivraim v'tchunosem, the limits and the nature of the creatures, Bohem Nivdol, Kol Nivra Mizuloso, is so different than another one. So how is it that everybody's so different than everybody? Where does that come out from? It comes because Shishar Sisava Shokol Nivra Humisphere Acheris. Everyone comes from a different sphera, or a combination of spheros. As we'll explain later on. Every day of the 6 days of creation, there's a different midah coming every day. Right? Sunday is what? Chesed. Right? Right? Chesed. And Tuesday, and Monday is Gvura. Right? Hashem separated the higher waters and the lower waters. Right? And then Tiferes, the combination of the two, where he put the water in one place and land in another place. So what is Friday? Number six? Well, that's easy. What's Shabbos? What's Shabbos? Shabbos is Malchus. Shabbos is where the kingdom is revealed. So then Yesod. Yesod is Erev Shabbos. So what? And what? So that, what does that mean?
Okay, so man was created, combining heaven and
earth. Very good, very good. So the meat of Yesod, just because it's Friday, might as well spend a minute or two on that. So what's the whole idea of Friday? Friday's meat of Yesod. What's the meat of Yesod? Yesod means binding, bonding. So what does that mean? So first of all, we know that when we say the spheros, we take out the Sefer Torah, L'cha Hashem, HaGedula, V'HaGevura, V'HaTiferes, V'HaNetzach, V'HaHod. Now that's five. What's the next one? Ki chol ba'shamayim uva'ares. For everything that's heaven and earth, l'cha Hashem ha'mamlocha. So what do you call yesod? Yesod is called ki chol ba'shamayim uva'ares. Everything in heaven is the earth. What does yesod mean? Yesod means you take the five. Remember, the three higher spheres, they're in the mind. We can't even touch them. They're in the mind. Chachma bina das. But when you go to the lower seven, they come out. They come out. Things are happening. So on Sunday, it's all a chesed day. Kindness should be the real koach of this day. Okay? All the great mitos, things that we do, kindness, control, compassion, consistency, humility, that's the essence of the day. These are great mitos that are coming. We're supposed to serve Hashem with those talents. Okay? But then we really bring it to Hashem on Shabbos as we bond with Hashem. So here's the problem. Here's the problem. We're in the 5 days of the week are very, very chol. They're called Yemei Chol. They're mundane days. Or as I often say, what is the word chol comes from what? From what word? Chol. From what word? Chole, sick. They're sick. This is for sure. I'd have no question in my mind why they are called weak days, but they're misspelled. They're misspelled. They're weak days. I mean, why in the world would you call week day and weekend? It's all part. It's a week day. Isn't Saturday a week day? It's a day in the week. Go ask why they call it weekdays. Must be because they're really weak. They're weak because they're not connected to Hashem yet. Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh. Everything connects to Hashem. So here's the problem. Here's the problem. What's the problem? The problem is, how do you switch from the weekdays, which are so many yetzaras, so many things going on in this world that you got to get through, and then Shabbos is Malchus. Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. Shabbos is mamish being in the heavens. Shabbos, you're in the heavens. So you're going to ask, I don't feel like I'm in the heavens. Right? And the answer is, of course, how could you? You feel like you're a weekday person. All of a sudden, you're just going to turn on and come into the heavens. Cannot be. Right? So what do you need? You need a transition. You need a transition. Just like a lady who's pregnant. Okay? Ladies understand sparing guys, you know. Lady's pregnant. She's mama's ready to deliver. Okay, let's say that's here. Here the baby's ready out. What's this part called? It's called transition. All of a sudden her body does things, and all of a sudden this 7-pound baby can get out of her body. You know, until this point, you don't want the baby coming out. The baby's staying inside. All of a sudden at this point, you want the baby out. Well, what's happening? What's happening? Well, there's a transitionary stage that enables the baby to come out. So what's happening here? So 5 days of the week, it's so hard to connect to Hashem. All of a sudden you have Shabbos, the baby's out. You got to be bonding with Hashem. You got to feel like you're in the next world. So how's that going to happen? You need the midah of Yesod. Yesod combines heaven and earth. Tzaddik Yesod Olam. The Tzaddik is the foundation of the world. Who's the only person who's called Tzaddik?
Yosef
HaTzaddik. Yosef is the sixth shepherd. Yosef is Yesod. What did Yosef do? He had two dreams. He had a dream of wheat. He had a dream of the sun, the stars, and the moon. What were those two dreams? He had dreamt of earth. He dreamt of heaven. Hashem said, your role in life is to be able to bring heaven and earth together. And what did he do? He goes down from Israel, place of heaven, to Egypt, a place of real earth, and he civilizes those savages. And he's able to bring the Jewish people down to Egypt. And that's Yesod. That's Yesod. So that's bonding things that are very different. Well, that midah, so now how are we going to get from the sick weekdays into Shabbos? It ain't going to happen by making Friday the same as the other 5 days of the week. If Friday is the same as the other days of the week, there's no transition to get you into Shabbos. And you're not going to feel what's going on Shabbos. That's why Friday is different than every day of the week. because Friday really is called in Hebrew language, what do we call it? Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Even though we call it Yom Shishi, but it is called Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Erev La'arev means to mix. So therefore, in order to be a transitional thing, for example, Yosef, to be a transitional figure, he dressed a little bit different than the typical Jew. He looked a little bit more Egyptian, not look like a goy, but was a little bit more like them. So in everything he did, he knew 70 languages. The others didn't know 70 languages. So it was a little bit of chol in him. He was more involved in the outer world like that. Okay, fine. You have a little bit of the mundane, a little bit of the spiritual, 50-50 as it were, so you can bond them together. Just like the Beis HaMikdash bonds heaven and earth, right? When we say Yismachu, you say tonight Kabbalah Shabbat, Yismachu HaShamayim V'Sogel Haaretz. The heavens rejoice and the earth below is happy. What are the first letters of those words? Yismachu, Yud, HaShamayim, Hey, V'Sogel Vav, Haaretz, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. That's Hashem wants the two worlds to bond together. Hashem wants the 5 days of the week to bond with the Shabbos. How's it going to happen? It only happens if you have an Erev Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos has to have certain qualities of the weekdays and certain qualities of Shabbos already. And that's why there's a whole avoda of Erev Shabbos in order to be able to come into the Shabbos properly. And in an Eretz Yisrael, you know it's there. Because Eretz Yisrael, everything closes down by 1 o'clock. You know? So, unfortunately, Hashem is giving us big tests that Friday is still considered a complete weekday. And it's a big challenge for us on short Fridays to be able to really get into the Shabbos if we're so involved in work and everything, because there's no transition. So part of the avod is to make transition, and that's well beyond what we could talk about. But that's when we come down to this world, the creatures below here, we need those spheros. That's when they're totally separated from Hashem, from our perspective. But up above, there's no change to that perspective at all. Okay, we'll stop it over here. We couldn't not talk about it. It's Yosef and all that. You know?